And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I welcome you to the program. And a question for you, what's on your mind today? If you've got any questions, you can send those my way to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And I'll tell you what's on my mind. I've been thinking about Airship and succession plans. So we're going to get into that today with respect to real estate investing in particular. Because look, you and I, you've been tuning in, you've been listening to the show, you might even be a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, you may own some rental houses, be invested in apartments like we talk about on the show. You and I, we know the benefits. You know, you go out there, you buy a few houses, a few rental houses, and those things start sending you extra cash flow every month. That profit that you keep, that's great. Might be a few $100s to start, a few thousand, maybe $10,000 a month, maybe more, maybe more. And you bought right and you created a ton of equity at the start, possibly doubled your money if you're doing it right, because we're buying those houses that do need work. And now you're watching, you're holding these and you're watching your equity grow as your residents pay down that mortgage on your behalf every month. And by the way, the market does appreciate. And over time, you can easily grow a multi-million dollar portfolio of real estate. And here you shift to thinking about legacy. You have legacy in mind, creating wealth for your heirs. But what really happens when you and I get to the end of the road, metaphorically speaking? So why do I have this on my mind? I've got a couple of reasons, actually. You know, we just started collecting rent from our residents in a brand new to us, payment and management system. And I'll explain how this plays into successorship later. Actually, a very important consideration. And also, I came across an investor that I know who, a little bit early, right? He hasn't passed. He's still here. He is in the process now of transferring his rental property to his kids. Now, these are adult kids. And it does beg the question, are they ready? Do they know what's coming? And again, this really got me to thinking. And of course, I did just age into a new decade. I suppose that 50 years now on this planet, I suppose that's gotten me thinking about these things as well. So that's what I want to do on today's show, is talk about Airship, talk about that succession plan. And it's interesting, as I was digging into this a bit, you may have heard this phrase before. I encountered a phrase. It goes like this: from shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. Have you ever heard that? It's a Scottish proverb. And what it does, what it's underscoring, is the cycle of wealth within a family. So from shirt sleeves, right? First generation, they rolled up those shirt sleeves. They had little means, little wealth, rolled up those sleeves, and they built it, right? They got to work. And by the time it gets to the great-grandchildren, that wealth is gone. They're back to rolling up their shirt sleeves and working. They didn't blow it, those great-grandkids. Their parents did, and your grandchildren is what is at issue here. And it's interesting because there really are a lot of sayings across many cultures that reflect this very idea of three generations. Broadly, Italians say from stables to the stars and back again. If you go back farther into England, near Scotland, 1700s, clogs to clogs, a type of shoe, right? In three generations. Even the Chinese, they have a proverb that translates to wealth does not pass three generations. Ooh, this is getting depressing. One final quip I saw regarding wealth, it says the first generation makes it, makes the wealth. The second generation maintains it. The third generation destroys it. And there are stats that support this. 60 to 70% of wealth transfers are already lost by the second generation, meaning I'm the first generation, by my kids, your kids. Next generation, 90% 90% of that wealth that you intended to flow downhill to your kids, your grandkids, your great grandkids, gone by the third generation. Those are your grandkids. 90%. Going back to that Scottish saying, we get to those great grandbabies and they're back to clogs and stables. And if I start with just some upper level stuff, baby boomers, boy, if you're listening to me now and you were born between 1946 and 1964, you are a baby boomer. You're all going to be 65 by the year 2030. Does that blow your mind? Hey, I just turned 50. That blew my mind. That was enough for me. But you're going to be 65. And the expected wealth transfer from baby boomers over the next 20 years, it's estimated at $84 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars. $84 trillion. Now, you do the math. I did not do this ahead of time. If 60 to 70% of wealth is lost by the second generation, by your first-level heirs, what does that $84 trillion calculate out to be? a big chunk goes missing. So how is that wealth going to transfer? If you have wealth, if you are in that peer group and thinking about this as well, what is your concrete plan? Do you have a plan? And very practically, when I say, do you have a plan, a lot of people will think of, and the first thing I would think of is having a will and testament in place. Do you have a will in place? Of course, it also begs the question, is having a will in place just by itself, is that enough? We'll talk about that through the show. But naturally, I asked myself, how many people even have a will? I have one. When our son was born, he's 7 now. I think we were at probably rental house number 9 or 10 when he was born. So we had started building our portfolio. So we had some assets, and we wanted to be sure those were protected, and we wanted to be sure those were properly directed to him. So we did put a will into place. But not a lot of people have it. Only 32% of adults reporting having a will in 2024. Now, adults are 18 and above, so naturally they're factoring in. We've talked on prior shows about working with and thinking about averages. They can get skewed pretty heavily, so 32% seems low. But if I look at an older peer group, 55 and up, still only 43%. In 2024, only 43% of adults over 55 had a will, and that's actually decreased by 3 percentage points from just a year ago, and decreased from 2020. You know, when COVID hit, a lot of people got active in this consideration and put together wills. We actually saw a boom in the business of producing estate planning and wills. But that's now shifting again. So having a will or something that dictates how those rental properties will transfer, that is hugely important. It's hugely important. Otherwise, simply, at least here in Texas, the way the transfer of wealth works, your estate goes through some form of probate court. And that can take a very long time. That can be very, very frustrating for your heirs that are having to now deal with bureaucrats. Right? When's the last time you went down and renewed your driver's license with the bureaucrats? It's always a headache. Well, this is even worse. Suddenly this thing has been thrust upon them at a time when they're grieving. Ugh, frustrating. And it costs money. And by the end of the day, the heirs, they're tired and they're just ready to be done. By the way, for you and for me, the real estate investor, this is actually a good thing. This is where a lot of the wholesale investment opportunities that I see come from, at a discount. Frustrated heirs that just want to get rid of the property. I'm done. I don't want it. It's caused me too much grief already. So going back to the idea of the first generation makes it, the second generation maintains it, then the third generation destroys it. You see that happen right now. If you do not have proper documentation, proper estate planning in place. Again, I'm not an estate attorney, can't tell you how to do that. Lots of people out there that can help you. And I'll tell you, some of my best rental houses, some of my best renovation projects have been the ones that those third generations have been living in for free for months, for years. Hey, didn't cost me anything. I have no financial bindings to this property. I don't care. Dog's in the house doing his thing in the house. These things are wrecked. They smell bad. Literally destroying the properties. great for you and me, the investors, but not good for you who's planning for the future, planning that succession, planning for your heirs. And speaking of which, do you have a plan? Right? Do you have a will? Do you have a plan? Does your family, right? Do you talk about this? You know, in the United States, it's very financial. Talking about finances is often a very taboo thing. We don't do it at the dinner table. We don't do it at all. That's why a lot of our youth are not financially literate. So does your family have a plan? Do you have a plan? And if you do, the next question that follows is, do your heirs even know of that plan? Do they know what you have in store for them? If you've bought 5 rental houses and you're planning to give these to your children, are they ready? Do they know that's coming? Do they even know that you have 5 houses? And are they going to have difficulties once that step takes place? You know, thinking about that investor who's now doing this while he's still alive, right? He'll be there to hold their hands and to help them through the process. That's good. There are tax implications of that, because when you pass away, that property is revalued at what's called a stepped-up basis. So, you know, there are pros and cons to this approach, to his approach. But what is your plan? And I'll tell you, there are 3 things, very concrete things that you can do, things you can think about, let's say, to make sure that your family is ready. And actually, there was this was in Wall Street Journal Business. There was an article on this very topic, and they broke it down into governance, communication, and education. So what I want to do throughout the course of the show now is break this apart and just kind of look at governance, communication, and education, and things you can do under each of those monikers to get your family ready. Because look, you've spent a lot of time and a lot of your wealth to grow that wealth even more. I'm looking at a house here, for example. This is in Texas. Came out from one of our Lifestyles Realty team. Purchase price, $101,000. Yeah, I buy it for $100,000, let's say. When I'm done fixing it up, it's worth $235,000. Through the process of buying this, I've created $45,000 in equity. And I'm cash flowing $300 a month. It's a 19.5% return on my investment, by the way. Out of pocket on this, just $19,000. So if you've done this once, twice, 5 times, 10 times, and you're sitting on $500,000 in equity, you don't want that to dissipate with the second generation. 60 to 70%, boom, gone. So we'll talk about governance. We'll talk about communication. We're heading into a break, so I don't want to get started on that. But important things for you to consider. And if you have any questions, send those my way. Again, askandy@luinc.com. We'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
How would a few $100s of passive income monthly change your life? Cover a car payment, a living expense, add a few more streams, and when all your expenses are covered, you're retired. What if you could do so in 5 years or less? Lifestyles Unlimited can show you how by investing in real estate, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big, and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Learn how. Learn now with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024 for our special offer, a 2-year financial freedom membership for just $297. That's 66% off the regular price. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024. Take action today and get educated with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Andy Webb. From shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in 3 generations, an old Scottish proverb that means basically wealth is built by the first generation, it's maintained by the second, and it's destroyed by the third. So by the time the fourth rolls around, they're back out there again, rolling up their sleeves and getting to work. And we want to talk about now, how do we avoid this? You know, how do we avoid? There's going to be a huge wealth transfer over the next 2 decades. Are your heirs ready? Are you ready? And a good way to bucket this, I was reading about this in a Wall Street Journal article. They bucket it as governance, communication, and education. I'm going to start with governance. And as far as governance goes, where I really want to focus is in terms of systems. As part of my process is for a dozen plus years now, I've been tracking our rental portfolio, the finances, the accounting, just what I do from day to day or from week to week or month to month in Excel. Just had a realization. It just struck me out of the blue. I said, man, I was still 40 at the time. I said, I'm 40, 49. I'm going to be turning 50 this year. I'm getting older. If I kick the bucket, my wife is going to have a really hard time getting into what I'm doing here. I need, and I needed then, a better system in place. That is how you help your family from a governance perspective when it comes to your rental real estate. Have a better system in place. The next two buckets are communication and education. And that's not something I'm going to do all at once. In fact, let's start with communication, because my son is 7. And you can get them involved at a young age. Start talking to them at a young age. You know, I was driving down the road in the truck one day. My son was in the back in his car seat. And I asked him, I said, you know, it's the middle of the day. All his friends are at school. All his friends' parents are at work. I said, hey, do you know what my job is? I loved his response, by the way. He said, yeah, Dad, your job is teaching me. Yeah, I love that. I homeschool him. I went on to explain what I do as both a real estate investor and effectively as a property manager. We just had a brief conversation. Did he retain everything we talked about? Probably not. I mean, he was 6 when we had this conversation. He's not going to remember everything, but we do have this type of conversation or some portion of this conversation from time to time. Never forget that you are their teachers, though. I think that's a hugely important thing that maybe we give up sometimes. Give up to the schools, give up to somebody else. You have to hang on to those reins. That is part of your role. And there's some concrete things that you can do. We talked about, you know, just letting them know what you do as an investor, whether you're investing in single family houses, whether you're investing in apartments or doing both, whether you're active or passive, right? We have investors at Lifestyles Unlimited that do all of those things, fill all of those roles. Let them know what you do. And very concretely, and I put this under communication, I like to take my son out from time to time to networking events. Now, is he sitting straight up in his chair for 3 hours straight listening to what the presenters are doing, or the single family presenters at Case Study, or the multifamily, the apartment investors at Case Study? No. But he's getting a little bit of a feel for the vibe, right? The happy people is a very happy, happy audience, right? That rubs off a little bit. Then he gets rewarded with some tablet time. Yeah, a little bit of screen time. It's true. Some other reward. And we'll take him out. He'll come with me when we do walkthroughs, meet with the residents, go meet contractors. So they hear all of these conversations. They see the people that we're dealing with and working with and interacting with, the people, the houses that we've fixed up. He's seen a lot of really ugly, stinky houses. There have been a few we couldn't let him walk into. They were so unsafe. But then he sees them afterwards. And this picture, it's in there. It will be in their minds. And I learned a good tip from a multifamily investor. He said when he speaks on the phone, he may not be face-to-face with his contractors or his property management team for his apartments, but when he's on the phone, he always talks on speakerphone. Even though the kids might be in the background, they can hear parts of his conversations. That is yielding fruit for them, for him. And you may bring them out, you know, when we've done turns at houses, I may have him come out and pay him for small jobs, checking something for me, do all the lights work, go walk around the house, turn it on and off all the switches, turn on the fans for me. He loves to do that at my house every morning. Every light is on. Great, great for him. Maybe get a little bit of a reward in there. Communicating those things that we do as owners and managers and investors in these properties as they get older, maybe it's bigger jobs. You know, we have one of our life changers. He teaches the 2-day financial freedom seminar. We have a number of these guys. And David, he has a son that is now, I think, 17. He's been bringing this son up through the process throughout. And this young man, he is amazing. He can work any tool. He's out there doing everything. This guy's figured it out. You don't have to get quite that involved, but I think it's wonderful what he's doing. That his son is going to be very well positioned to inherit that business, isn't he? right? My son, he's not there yet. He's 7. But I can start to work on that as he ages, increase his purview, increase his perspective, etc. And also, we're not quite there yet, but at some point when they're old enough to understand finances a little better, have them invest with you. I've learned and I've talked with a lot of investors over the years at Lifestyles Unlimited that do this very thing with their children. I love, especially at Wealth and Passive Income Expo. We have that coming up by the way, here in October this year. There's a panel I've seen over the years where they talk about how they involve their children. And it's very fascinating to me how they bring their older kids into investing in a single family house or investing passively with them in apartments. What do you think is going to happen when they start to see those returns? Right? They're going to start to understand. Ah, I didn't get why you did this, Dad, but I think I'm seeing it now. So maybe start to get them investing with you. And when the age is appropriate, let them know, have that discussion of just what the family plan is when you do, right, cross to the other side. What is that transfer? What does that look like? How will the wealth flow? Don't let it just smack them upside the head one day when you pass away. And above all, don't leave them standing at the probate court. Make sure you have that properly document. Now, as the kids get older and they become more money aware, by the way, a first question, are they? If you've got teens, are they money aware? Are they financially fluent? We know that's a huge problem in our country right now. That might be something to work on in parallel as you're focused on the real estate business as well. I think these things will go hand in hand if you are a real estate investor. But thinking about that investing, do they actually understand the benefits of buying and investing in a single family house, right? Having them invest with you will do that, but you can talk about that in passing. Make sure they understand. Get them, like I said, out to some of the events that we have. Case studies are a great one. Get them out to some of the fun social events. You know, the real estate investors I know, those that have retired early, built up their wealth, enjoying that passive income, that passive cash flow, they have a lot of fun. Going on cruises, I see all kinds of fun stuff on social media, or maybe just taking them out to one of our single family road trips. You know, I took my son down to one in Dallas not too long ago, actually in the city of Dallas. This was an older home, Pier and Beam, and as part of their scope of work, the investor had to peel back the old rotted floors, the subfloors, and you could look down. This was on a hill, elevated. Look down 10 feet. So he and I are navigating through this house. Did he have a good time doing that? You know he did. You know he did. For the older kids, they're going to start to hear what that owner is presenting as part of that single family road trip in terms of returns, etc., and start to internalize that. So communication involves letting them know what you do. It involves letting them know what the plan is and making sure they understand and making sure they're comfortable with that. Do you understand what happens when I pass away? Do you have any questions for me now while I can answer them? And then a lot of this transitions into getting them educated. And those road trips, that's part of that. Getting them to a case study, that's part of that. You know, for older kids, you define when the time is right. Kids mature at different rates. But if I think back to that investor that I mentioned, he's doing this transition now while he's alive. He's got older, 20s, 30s, older kids. They're his children, but they're no longer kids. So he's got the time to get them educated. He's got the time to bring them up to how the nuts and bolts work. I know that they have no experience at this time, but they're going to learn this hands-on training. And this is really when you can get into the nuts and the bolts of real estate investing, and you should. And this brings me to Lifestyles Unlimited. And I hope it brings you to Lifestyles Unlimited as well, because we are an education and mentoring group. You know, these might be kids in their 20s or their 30s. Get them a membership. Simply get them a membership to our Financial Freedom Program. Again, that's where they can go to that 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar with guys like David and learn all those nuts and bolts as it pertains to single family rentals, as it pertains to apartment investing. A lot of people sit through that 2-day and will, you know, Del will on his radio show, Del Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. He'll ask them, what was that aha moment? When did that light bulb start to go off above your head? At 20 and 30, they may be working already. They may be dealing with the doldrums of sitting in traffic and at a desk all day long. And those light bulbs are going to be ready to start illuminating above their heads, but you have to get them out there. So membership would be a great way to go. Maybe bring them, hey, you're cruising somewhere as a family. Put that podcast with Andy on in the background. I don't say that out of ego. I say that because, you know, again, passively playing. They may hear something that makes sense. Or something Al Gordon says, or Mike Harrison says, or Del Walmsley. Everybody's going to find a different way going back to communication to connect with each other. Somebody's tune, somebody's tone, somebody's story may connect a little better. But just by getting them listening can be helpful. And then they can get really knee-deep, waist-deep, shoulder-deep into the nuts and bolts. That's, like I said, what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I had zero background. My wife had zero background when we started investing in real estate. Everything that we learned, everything that we talk about on this show, I learned by becoming a member, by going to that two-day seminar, by figuring out what I wanted to do first. Let's do houses. And getting into that. How do you rehab? How do you estimate? How do you figure out the scope of work? How do I work with a contractor? How do I handle the financing? What the heck is hard money? That's a high interest loan. Are you crazy? Yeah, it's great. All these things we learned as part of the education as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. Good place for you to start again. You can send me emails if you have any questions. AskAndy@LUINC.com or go to our website, LifestylesUnlimited.com. You can find the radio podcast there. And there will be a button for our free workshop. Probably the best place for you to start if you're not already a member. And go from there. Find out what we do. Find out the benefits of real estate investing if you don't already know. And if you are an investor and you do have a portfolio, really give this some thought. 20 years, we're going to see $84 trillion transferring from baby boomers to the next generation. We do not want to see, you do not want to see, 60 to 70% of that going lost with the next generation. 90% beyond that. Have a plan, communicate the plan, get them educated, and get them ready to go. Hey, thank you for tuning in today. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Think about your heirs and get them going. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.